new variant has emerged.
The woke virus.
Protect yourself.
Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, seek it out.
Today at noon.
Start boosting your immune system.
On 55 KRC, the talk station.
It is 8:05. Coming up on 8:06 here at 55 KRC, the talk station. I hope you're having a very happy Thursday. In spite of our loss of the bassist for ZZ Top, Dusty Hill, sort of celebrating the man's life and music a little bit this morning, but a great day because Ron Wilson's on the phone. Sadly, though, not about something really great, positive. I hope you listen to his program on the weekends here at 55 KRC, the talk station, stream the audio. Check out his webpage. Lace bugs, bad. Lace wings, good. He's talking about buzz bombing beetles. We talk about being on alert for redheaded pine sawflies. And if you're listening to his program, you already know about today's topic, the spotted lanternfly. Ron Wilson, welcome back to the program. It's always great talking to you, my friend.
Is it Friday, Brian? I'm confused.
No. That's tomorrow. It's Friday Eve, but we'll call this a special Friday Eve edition of Ron Wilson. I just wish it was, you're talking about some cool plant of the week or something. We got another invasive species from, yes, Asia.
Yep. What's funny is its favorite host plant, which grows here in the United States, which is a non-native invasive plant that came from Asia, is the tree of heaven or stink tree, Alanthus altissima, which it's a favorite host plant. So kind of ironic, but yeah, this thing showed up back in they first discovered it in 2014. In Pennsylvania, so we don't know how long it had been in the United States prior to that, but found it at that time, and they put the announcements out. And so since 2014, we've actually been talking about this thing to keep your eyes open for seeing, the whole thing at that point was to see if it was going to spread,
yeah,
if they could contain it within Pennsylvania. They did all the quarantines and things like that. And unfortunately, it continued to show up east of Pennsylvania, worked its way toward the coast. But then they started doing some surveys saying, and I remember at a seminar a couple years ago saying, it's inevitable it's going to move west. Being right on the border here, obviously, for Ohio, we should be seeing in Ohio within the next 2 or 3 years. And then watch it to move across to Indiana, and we'll see how much further. Will it stop at the Mississippi? We don't know. But, again, it's just a matter of keeping an eye on it and see. But I think the whole thing is, we try to put all these plants, and I have to thank Ohio State Extension, and of course, Buggy Joe Boggs and all, for giving us these posts that we can put on our website at ronwilsononline.com so that folks, this is the whole idea behind this, folks can read about these, learn about them, know what to look for, because right now, everybody out there, all your listeners, Brian, and everybody that goes to that website, are the eyes for the Department of Natural Resources to watch for this insect, to report it, just like these folks did in VV, Indiana, that, hey, I'm seeing something that's really unusual. I've never seen anything like this before. Anybody tell me what this is? Come to find out that's what it was. Now they know it's gone that far. So, getting the word out, folks learning a little bit about it. I've never seen it personally myself, but, learning more about it. I think even Joe Strecker, with all these years of posting it, could describe the adult to you without any problem.
Oh, very distinctive looking. The wing set.
It's a cool looking bug. I mean, even the nymphs, there's five stages of nymphs as it hatches out from the eggs until it turns into the adult. And they're all the black with white spots, red with black spots. It's really cool. And then when that adult comes out, it's a really, really neat looking insect. Unfortunately, we don't need it, and it can cause some issues. So
okay, and
that's the problem.
And I was looking at some reporting from and your webpage as well. So we've got multiple resources to talk about what these bugs like to feed on, these spotted lanternflies, and it's a whole variety of things: almonds, apples, blueberries, cherries, peaches, grapes, hops, and even things like hardwood trees, oak, walnut, poplar. What is the destructive part? Like when you talk about the emerald ash borer, I mean, the name suggests what it's going to do. It drills holes into the trees and it kills the trees that way. How do these seemingly innocent looking little things kill a tree?
Well, they don't actually. In most cases, they don't kill the tree.
Oh.
They just weaken the tree or cause problems to the trees that over time, should you go into a drought or it sets it up for other stresses to come along and then take it out. But basically, they don't take out the plant, but they certainly set it up for losing it down the road. It's a sucking insect. It's a plant hopper. So what they do is they get on the, especially on the new growth of plants. And again, I think the biggest issue out here right now is for all the orchards, folks that have orchards,
that have vineyards,
because they love those. It's a sucking insect. So they go in and they weaken the plant by sucking the nutrients and the juices out of the plant. And the other thing that's kind of interesting is that, and we've talked about this with scale and aphids and other sucking insects that we have on our plants right now, they poop a lot. It's called honeydew, and it comes out the very sweet, you know, nectar type of poop, but it molds and it has sooty mold. Well, these guys are such feeding machines that their honeydew comes out in so much larger quantities that it actually can turn the plants black, which is not good for the plant.
Oh, gross.
So it's kind of, you know, it has a little bit of extra to it after it's done feeding. So, you know, the bottom line is it typically doesn't kill plants, but it can weaken them enough so that when they get any kind of stress whatsoever, it could take them out at that point. It could weaken grapes and fruits that it would not fruit, or the fruit would fall off, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it can be pretty serious in some situations.
All right. Well, you mentioned they'd found it first in Pennsylvania, and that they were predicting that it would be in Ohio within X number of years. Well, it's in Indiana because that's where the most recent spotting was, which means necessarily it has to be in Ohio somewhere. It didn't just fly over the state of Ohio to make its way to Indiana from Pennsylvania, right?
Well, it may have. Now, here's a good thing.
Really?
The interesting thing about the spotted lanternfly. It can fly, obviously. It will go from plant to plant and spread within an area where they've, you know, started to populate. But they're great hitchhikers. So that female will lay eggs on trucks and trailers and RVs and cargo carriers and freight trains and on materials that get shipped out of those areas.
It
looks like smeared mud. It's really kind of interesting. It's like somebody just took some mud and smeared it on the side of whatever. And that's how they're spreading. As a matter of fact, the Emerald Ash Borer, it doesn't fly all that far, but the main way that it was getting spread was through, obviously, firewood or being carried by some kind of a transport. That's why they quarantined having all the wood shipped out of wherever it showed up. You know, it stopped. You couldn't take nursery stock or any wood out of there because you could have emerald ash borer in it. Well, this is a hitchhiker, so it gets on other things. So technically, it could have actually gotten on a freight train or whatever and gone through Ohio and wound up in Vivi, Indiana. So
wow.
It could do that. But we're speculating, and the folks I've talked to, it's probably, I put that in quotation marks, probably somewhere in Ohio. We just haven't discovered it yet.
All right. Now, in terms of, I mean, from the way it sounds is we're on the cutting edge here. It's not pervasive yet. Would a systemic, like I got systemic for my ash trees, you know, the emerald ash borer, would a systemic that works for emerald ash borers also work, given how these things feed, for these guys?
Mm-hmm. It does. As a matter of fact, I think one of the big things here is that, you know, you're not going to stop it from coming onto your property. Where they've discovered this in Indiana, they'll try to see if it's isolated in just one area and try to eradicate it so it'll stop that particular one from continuing on. So they can do that in small pockets, but otherwise, you know, I guess you have to kind of say it's here. It's going to continue to spread. How fast, we don't know, but it's here. So it is manageable, and I think that's the other thing you have to remember. It is manageable. So now the bad thing is it's just another one of those insects we have to add to our list that we're always watching for because it can cause problems. But depending on the stage of the insect, it can be controlled by dormant oils in the late winter, early spring, by taking out the eggs. It can be controlled with those oils and soaps with the nymphs as they're coming along. The adults can also be controlled with these contact sprays. And, yes, they're a sucking insect. So systemic insecticides now become a major player because then you treat the plant. Obviously, as they're sucking the plant, they take out the insecticide, done deal. The problem with that is now we got to play around the pollinator plants. So you don't apply that until after they're done flowering. Can you use it on all fruits and edibles? No.
So
you got to kind of work around it. But
the devil's in the details, right, Ryan?
Yes, exactly. but again, the bottom line is they can be controlled once they get on your property. So it's just a matter of knowing what they are, knowing what stage they're in, and then what is effective to get them under control. So, it can be controlled just like a lot of the other insects that we have right now.
All right. So when Joe puts the podcast to this conversation up and the admonishment about looking out for them, I'll ask that he put the picture up too, because once you've seen the picture, when you're out in the yard, you'll definitely be able to spot them, as you pointed out.
Oh, yeah.
That's an odd-looking adult. That's it's just a strange, completely contrasting set of double wings it's got.
The orange and the black, the spots, the tans. But look at the nymphs. You know, there's five stages of those. Those black ones are really cool because they have that white spot. Then all of a sudden they turn red with a black spot.
Yeah.
They kind of look like spiders.
They do.
And they'll be running up and down typically on the ends of the branches and on leaves as well. So they really stand out. And, again, it's something that we don't normally see. And that's the whole point. You know, again, check out these postings. Know what it looks like. And I think that comes up anytime, Brian, and like Mrs. Thomas working out in the garden. If she sees something out there that she's never seen before in an insect, just doesn't look right. I've never seen anything like that. Obviously, the thing is to try to get a picture of it, try to kill it if you can, put it in a Ziploc bag, and get it identified.
Unless it's a murder hornet, in which case you might just leave it alone.
Well, no, you know, actually, it would be great if we knew about that. It'd be even better if we knew about that, because that is a really serious situation.
Yeah.
But you know, honestly, try to kill it if you can. Ziploc bag it, get a picture of it to somebody to identify it, even if it's nothing. That's okay. That's a good thing, showing that folks are looking, trying to keep out. You know, if it just doesn't look right, let somebody know about it. We'll find out. That's how this got discovered in the first place. That's how the emerald ash borer got discovered in the first place. Asian longhorn beetle in Claremont County, same way. Somebody saw something different there, and that's how it got discovered. So it's up to the, you know, all of us citizens to get out there when we're working to know kind of what we're looking for, and if it doesn't look right, find out what it is.
Okay. And who, and like anything, if I'm aware of the commission of a crime, I know who to call. It's the local police department. Who do we call with this information? Let's say we've positively identified it's a lanternfly. What the extension service, or
yep, you can go right to your extension service with the individual states. You can go to your Department of Natural Resources. As a matter of fact, and then there's a 866 no exotic, which is a number that you can also call and report. Like in Indiana, that's what they're putting out right now. So there's many websites, and again, those are on. If you go to our, what we've got posted for you, those links are on there for you, so they'll tell you where to go to report these things. But again, don't feel silly about it. If you know you're not sure, find out what it is, and if it's nothing, great. If it is something, thank you so much for pointing it out.
Yeah, you breathe a sigh of relief. You hope it's nothing. That's where I would go. Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't feel bad about it. You just told me I have nothing to worry about. I'm happy. Yeah, that's a common, that's a common house fly.
You just need to clean your house a little bit more, put some screens in your windows.
But you know what?
One last thing I want to talk about is that tree of heaven, that Atlantis altissimo. That's a real common tree. If you saw it out there, it grows a lot in alleyways. It takes downtown city locations. It grows like it is a weed. It's a huge tree. It stinks like, it's horrible when it's in flower. The leaves stink. I mean, it's bad news. But that's their favorite host plant. Now, they've seen on 130 different types of plants so far, but that's its favorite. So if you have them growing on your property, watch for them, first of all, because that's where they're going to show up, or probably will show up. And secondly, get rid of them. You don't want Atlantis altissimo growing anyway.
So cut it down.
Get rid of that plant. Treat the stump. Grind it out. Make sure it doesn't regrow. But get rid of those and find out what that is so you can identify them on your property and get rid of them.
Outstanding, outstanding recommendations. As always, this is what you get with Ron Wilson every time you listen to his program here at 55KRC, the talk station, every Saturday morning. With, of course, Buggy Joe Boggs. You had a couple of Buggy Joe Boggs articles right there I was staring at. Ron, thank you a lot for bringing this to our attention. I'll encourage my listeners to check out what this looks like. Again, the spotted lanternfly, and stay in touch with officials. Ron, look forward to talking with you again real soon, and we'll have you tuned in on Saturday.
Always a pleasure. And Joe, thanks for playing Pearl Necklace. He knows my anniversary's coming up with my wife, so you know, it's a reminder I need to get out and get something.
Okay. Given what the song's about, I'm just going to let that one sit. Ron Wilson, take care of yourself. 819.